on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM, Prescott, Chino Valley, and Paulden 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, the talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's
Hammer Time.
Waking up with the YCCA. Hammer Time is brought to you by Builders Wholesale, Earthworks Landscape and Supply, Prescott Home Safety, Get Right Mitigation, Franklin Plumbing, Greenlee Designer Services, The Blind Brothers, Caltex, Vicente Landscaping, Barrett Propane, Dignity Health, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Badger Roofing. And now from the studios of KQ&A, it's Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA. Here's the Executive Director of the Yavapai County Contractors Association, Sandy Griffiths.
Everybody, it is the weekend, and you know what that means. It's time for Hammer Time. So wake up, get your feet on the floor, get that coffee in your cup, get your blueberries in your oatmeal, sit down and hang on, because boy, do we have a show for you today and tomorrow.
Just a short correction. For those of us who like donuts instead of the blueberry
oatmeal.
Oh,
I'm so sorry. Yes, my wingman, he's into donuts. Seriously, you need to stop that.
I do need to start with my oatmeal regimen. You're right.
Yes, there's nothing like a good bowl of oatmeal with blueberries, and not just regular blueberries. You need to go to Sprouts and pay extra for the big,
organic,
fat, plump blueberries.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, check them out. How about that?
Yes, but the question is, will you,
do you
purchase
buy
them? Come on, Mike. My wingman, Mike. My oatmealist wingman.
I think that's a word.
So we have a super show this morning, and I'm just, you know what? I very well could be at a loss for words during this show. I'm
okay.
So excited. So how's your life?
It is just, well, you're going to chastise me, but it's busy as usual.
Oh, Mike. You know what? I'm not going to chastise you because it is busy. All is good. Construction is just rolling.
And it is really, this is, to me, is a fun time of year coming out of winter because the days are longer.
We are not out of winter yet.
Oh, I think we are. But anyway, the days are longer. The weather is nice. First time I've been able to wear a short sleeve shirt. So
it's life
is good.
Life is good. The price of fuel is not so good, but that's okay. Ben and Jerry's, my ice cream go-to, is kind of stabilized, so you know life is good. So take us to break, and when we come back, we are going to meet our guest of the century.
Super. Looking forward to it. In the meantime, you're listening to Hammer Time, brought to you by Yavapai County Contractors Association, and we're pleased to be airing on Talk of the Quad Cities. That's KQ&A 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM. So please stay tuned for some great messages from our ever-so-valuable great sponsors. Fill up that cup of coffee, grab that bowl of oatmeal, only if it has plump blueberries. Don't change that dial because we'll be right back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Good morning, everybody. Thanks for waking up and tuning into Hammer Time this morning. So as I said in our opening remarks, that we have a super cool, stellar guest with us this morning. And I'm just pleased as punch to have Mr. F. Ballo. Did I say that right, or did I screw it up?
No, it's okay. It's my whole life has been like that. It's actually Ephraim.
Ephraim.
Ballo.
I'll get it right. Before the end of the show, Ephraim, I promise.
That's okay.
Ephraim and his partner, Corey Pritchard, are co-owners of Hay Plus Farms, the humongous, exciting plot of land with all these hay bales on Corsair Drive.
Yes, ma'am.
Can't miss you, my friend out there.
Oceanfront property in
it
Arizona.
It is oceanfront property. So, Ephraim, I drove by Corsair one day, and I see this Hay Plus. I thought, what the holy heck is this? Drove by it again. I see it growing. You're getting more hay. What are you, hay barns? What do we call
on
them?
On the outside, yes. And then we're building a feed barn for all of our palletized feed sacks and
perfect.
Stuff like that.
So it's growing. Your oceanfront property is growing. So I just inserted myself into Ephraim's life and asked him to please come and be on Hammer Time.
I appreciate the invite.
We are so happy to have you. So Hay Plus Farms, you and Corey have been partners for how long?
A little over 5 years.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I remember reading that you designed your business plan and your partnership. You had lunch one day, and you drafted your lifelong plan on the back of a napkin.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, at Barbudo's over there by Safeway.
Cool.
I wish they would have kept a napkin.
You know, speaking of napkins, that's how YCCA came about.
Was is that right?
In a horse stall on the back of a napkin.
Mm-hmm. I'll be darned.
They pledged to put in $25 each mm-hmm. on the back of a napkin. We still have the napkin.
Oh, do you?
Okay. So, Hay Plus Farms, share with our listeners if what you do. I mean, and who do you reach, and what do you sell?
Well, first, it's not just a business; it's a calling. And I know that sounds, but okay. it truly is. I feel like I'm called by the Lord to do what I do. I just enjoy it that much. And we've been in some form of the agriculture industry here in Arizona since the 1850s. My family goes back. My sons are eighth generation. My grandson now is ninth generation from Arizona. We were some of the earliest pioneers. We've worked, my family's either broke colts or shoed horses or been in the well business or punched cows on ranches such as the Babbitts and Diamond A's and the Aros.
Wow.
And the my great-grandfather pioneered what's today called the YOLO Ranch. It was originally called the Pitchfork Ranch. George Connell was his name. So it just kind of I fell into place back in about 2008. I lost my job in construction, and hay is an easy business to get into because it's relatively low cost to at least get into it. And I started selling hay on the side of the road over by Outer Loop Store. And
like hay bales? Or
yeah.
Just
go down
okay.
and grab a couple of hundred bales
cool.
at a time or whatever. And but my grandfather, who I owe so much to as far as giving me a good last name, already had an in with all these ranches as far as servicing them with their pumps and windmills and that kind of stuff. So I just got a hold of his Rolodex and started making calls. And because of my grandfather's reputation and how well he was liked, that's how I got into it.
Linked the name.
Exactly.
Yep.
And so about 5 years ago, I was taking Corey a little bit of hay, and he had gotten out of the drywall business. He had been in it originally when he was in high school, was a hustling, hardworking young man. And it didn't take me long to realize that I either needed to join forces with him or I was going to have to fight hard to compete against him. He was one of those guys that just vibrates at a different frequency, you know.
So he was getting into business at basically
yeah,
the same
because
time.
He had his father, Tom Pritchard, had owned, I believe it was called Owl's Drywall Supply or something along those. I can't remember. But nevertheless, Corey has a very good business sense with numbers, percentages, banking relationships, and that mm-hmm. kind of stuff. And I'm more of the PR, and I like to be outside. I don't like to be in the office and that kind of stuff. So we complement each other
Perfect.
Really well. And honesty, and then our other rule is if something's bugging either one of us, we talk about it immediately. Don't let anything fester.
Get it on the table.
And it's served us both well. I'm proud to call him my friend, and you know, a lot of people poo-poo the idea of partnerships, but ours work really well. You know, I'm really happy to have him as a friend and a partner.
Super.
It's an amazing yeah. story.
Mm-hmm.
So how does, and I was thinking about this driving over to the station, I don't know anything about hay. Does it grow during certain seasons? Where does it come from? Do we have hay fields? Are they hay fields? Hay orchards? Hay farms? What do we call them? Does it grow here?
Well, I could rattle off for hours on the subject.
Okay, sorry.
So I'll try to keep it as short as I can. So 45% of the world's alfalfa, it's a legume, is grown here between Arizona and Southern California. Because of the deserts, we flood irrigate, we don't have to fight with the weather and the storms. We do during the summer rains and stuff, but we have pretty much two seasons, nice and hot. That's it. So it's able to, we're able to make a stable. So the alfalfa is really good for dairy cattle. It helps produce milk at higher levels with Holsteins and the different breeds they use, Jerseys and
is
stuff.
Is that what you sell then?
Well, that's one of them.
Okay.
So we'll get about, with clippings, we'll get about 9 to 10 cuttings a year of alfalfa. About every 28 to 30 days we'll cut and swath. And then Bermuda, you'll get we grow that in Arizona too, and you get about 5 cuttings. The first one's getting ready to come up in the next couple of weeks. Then we have a teff grass, which is a Ethiopian hybrid grass out of Africa. It's really drought resistant, low in sugar. It complements orchard really well, but not at the same cost level as orchard. So it's a good, it fights against compaction, different things. Then we get our orchard grass from Nevada, northern Nevada, which is a long pull to bring it in from, but it is, in my opinion, the best quality of grass I've come across.
So you call it grass. Does it come into you in bales? And
yes.
And then you sell these different types of grass bales to our farmers and our cattle ranchers and our horse owners.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. So we own several semi trucks.
Okay.
And so we pull it from the farm, we bring it to the yard in Prescott, and we have two business dynamics. We have a wholesale side, which is kind of what I handle, and that's large truckloads right. of anything, whether it be fencing supplies or hay, that go to different area ranches and stuff, even out of state. And then we have the retail side, which handles basically the center of Yavapai County, you know, Chino, Paulden, Campbury, so on and so forth. So we do handle both dynamics of the industry.
So if Mike wanted to give up his donut eating mm-hmm. and become more healthy, he could come in and pick up a bale of alfalfa or Bermuda grass to help him.
I tried that, but it gets stuck in my teeth.
To help him become healthier.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's a great way to get in shape.
It is a great way to get in shape.
Throwing bales of hay around is not an easy task, believe me.
I remember I grew up every summer on a turkey ranch up in the Sequoias, and we would ride on the back of the tractors, and my uncle with the
hay hooks. Yeah.
The hay hooks. I mean, I just will never forget those hay hooks. Mm-hmm. And we learned how to hook those bales of hay and send them off into the pasture with the turkeys and the cattle and everything.
I think that's and I've never done that part, but grabbing those bales and putting them onto the skid or onto the trailer is a little more, putting them on is a little more taxing than taking them off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So in as much as you said you have several semis and you go to these locations to bring the bales of hay back, you must have a number of employees.
Yeah, we, you know, if you threw everything in, I think we're sitting at around 10 to 12.
Okay, that's mm-hmm. quite a few. Good for you.
Yeah, they're salt of the earth people. We have a group of absolute winners and we're like family. We're going to have we have people from South Africa that are, they're called Boers, and they're a blend between the Dutch and German, and they love to have barbecues. That's their thing. And so they're just salt of the earth. And so this weekend we're having a big barbecue. Another one's come over. I got two. One, it's not their real names, but we call them Timon and Pumbaa. So
that's amazing. See, there's nothing like a real salt of the earth business with employees and families.
Oh, absolutely.
It's to me, it's diminishing from the American generation, unfortunately.
It is, yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, Eve, we have to take a break, and when we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Hay Plus Farms and everything that you do out there. So, listeners, don't move.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Listeners, thank you so much for tuning in to Hammer Time. We appreciate you. We love you. We adore you. And don't forget our home show next month, May 17th, 18th, and 19th. We're so excited to see your, as I like to say, smiling faces again.
And every year we have new information and new booths.
We do. We have some great new vendors this year, so I imagine that it will explode.
Right. Always something new to see.
So our guest with us this morning, one of the co-owners of Hay Plus Farms, Mr. Eef Balo. Did I get an A plus? Yes, I got a thumbs up. His partner, Corey Pritchard, cannot be with us today. So, Eef, it's your show, and you are doing so great. We're so excited to have you. So what is something that Hay Plus Farms specializes in? Because you have a whole assortment, as you said when we were on the break, everything you sell has the word labor attached to it. It's just not a bring home a loaf of bread and plop it in the oven. And like you said, it's not a pretty pillow. You have merchandise that requires hard work, ingenuity, and competence.
Absolutely, yeah. And competence is a big word nowadays because so many people prefer convenience over competence or convenience over intellect or whatever that may be. And so when you come in, like my opinions on hay have been through observation and years of training and growing up in the industry, it's the same way as the opinions I develop on which horseshoe is the best or which barbed wire brand is the best or whatever the case may be. So I don't really try to push onto people what I think they need. I just want to give them what they want type of thing. So our business plan, we plan to be like the Costco for agriculture. That's our, although we do sell in smaller amounts and stuff like that, there is no, program or storefront in America that is really able to supply these large Western ranches like we have in Colorado, Arizona, Utah. I mean, we're talking anywhere from 200,000 to a million acre type outfits, you know. And so we can handle the logistics right direct from the manufacturer, like our fence posts come out of El Paso. We can take them straight to, and that just keeps the cost down and makes it profitable, because ultimately we want to make the agriculture industry profitable so that the values of the agriculture industry can go to the next generation. And I could go down a laundry list of what those values are, but grit, determination, integrity, those kind of things, Christian values, all of those. And so it supports a whole dynamic of way of life if we can make the agriculture industry more profitable. It gives it more influence, you know.
So here's one of the heartbreaking things with the ag land. It's disappearing.
Mm-hmm.
And those owners have the right to sell their land, and I find it so hard when there isn't a family generation due to, like you said, the grit, the integrity, the hard work, that they want to take it on and keep moving it forward. So consequently, that beautiful ag land is sold, parceled out. And part of the love I have in my heart, yes, rooftops and housing.
Mm-hmm.
So I get your love of the ag land. I get my love of the ag land, and it's hard to see it disappear in front of our eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And I applaud you and your family and your generation and your grandson and the ninth generation taking it on. And yep. If I could go back in time, boy, I would take it on and fight for that land with the integrity and the grit that our forefathers had, because it's so important.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's, you know, all we have to do in those kind of situations is look at the coyote. Okay, no matter how hard we've tried to kill the coyote, they are the most adaptable, adept animals in the whole species. We basically got rid of wolves, but we can't do it with the coyote. And that kind of holds true with the people and the ranching and the cattle business and the farming and all of that stuff. Their adaptability just is profound. It's in their character.
Yes.
And so, you know, there has been innovations in farming that would just blow your mind. I mean, if you ever go to the World Ag Expo in Tulare, California in February, I like to go to, it's like my trip to Disneyland, and see the innovations that's going on there. It is no longer the old farmer with a overalls and a piece of straw hanging out of his mouth. It's big business now, and there's a lot of innovations that have occurred. And so as the land isn't as important as the water is. That's the biggest pickle here,
right,
in Arizona, is and always will be, you know. But I don't know what the answer is to a lot of that stuff, but, you know, at least we harvest and what we make produces something. A golf course doesn't feed anybody,
no,
you know.
No, you're so. Right. You're right. So let's fight for our ag land. Keep it going because we need it. So else, other than hay, you've got fencing, you've got Farrier products. What else is on the oceanfront property at Hay Plus Farms?
So we do pond liners, large pond liners for irrigation at farms and stuff like that. We've got working relationships with farms all along the Colorado River where they store water and pump it or lift it or whatever the case may be. We've put in massive pond liners in different ranches and stuff like that. Because it holds the water. It doesn't leach into the ground. And then you cover it back with dirt so that, like, when you're clove to have animals, they don't puncture the liner. Fencing, that's another big one. You know, if you're building a barbed wire or if you're building a no-climb fence for your own animals, any of that kind of stuff. In fact, we're going to have a fencing clinic here in the end of May, and I'm going to have the big fence manufacturers from around there. They're going to come out and set up a boot, set up and show the ins and outs
demos.
Of the demos and
Perfect.
So on. Let's see, the Farrier supplies is a big one. Blacksmithing. We do a lot of mechanical work, manufacturing of gates, and we've got a really good relationship. Some innovative things going on with cattle panels and horse panels. Everything we have is built in our inner circle. It's not, you know, well, I shouldn't say everything. There is a handful of Chinese things that we carry for the budget person, but for the most part, we've tried to be like the Snap-on of the industry, you know, rather than the Harbor Freight or whatever you want to call it. So, what else? Like I said, mechanical trailer repairs, that kind of stuff. And as of right now, that's about where we're at. We do have some things going on, but I want to make sure that
they happen.
Got them under control first. Yeah.
Before we send them out on the airwaves.
Exactly.
When we come back, I want to talk about trailer repair and where you do that. And do you wrap up your tool bag and go to their ranch location and lay down in the dirt and fix the oil leak? So, listeners, Eef, Mike, and me will be right back. Don't move.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Hammer Time. It is a real treat to have with Mike and me this morning, Mr. Eef Balo. Did I get another thumbs up?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Co-owner of Hay Plus Farms on Corsair. I'm sure that many of you have driven by there. All I can say is take the time to pull in, stop, go in and look at the inside of your, I'm going to call it your showroom. I mean.
That's a fair.
Yes. It's just amazing.
Fair description.
You kind of turn around in this 360-degree circle, and you're like, whoa, look at this. Look at that. I want to go back. co-owner with his partner, Coy Pritchard, you've been out there for 5+ years, you said?
No, 5 years, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Mm-hmm. Do you have plans to expand or go build a hay plus two someplace?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. We've got some different areas that we're looking at as early as next winter expanding to. There's a large market that floods in Wickenburg in the wintertime,
yes.
You know, with the roping and stuff like that. You know, Camp Verde, there's several places that are opportune locations that we do plan
it in. So when our rodeo comes to town, do you supply hay for the cowboys?
Yes, we do.
Oh, interesting. Yep. How cool is that?
We do, yeah, for the livestock and stuff like that, yeah. So we just bring a retriever truck over there and just
put it
right next to the bulls and the rough stock and all of that kind
of
stuff.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
How interesting. Mm-hmm. You mentioned earlier, and I want to go back to this because, again, I think it's something that's missing in our life nowadays, customer service. And I know how critically important that is to both you and Corey because you mentioned it earlier. I understand that you send and train your employees that they have to go through a maximum number of customer service hour training.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
cool.
we subscribe to what's called Cardone University, and we require a minimum of 2 hours a week, so half an hour a day or whatever when you're driving to work. And it just has a whole plethora of different subjects that you can dive into, whether it's customer acquisition, handling objections, greetings, cleanliness, all of these different things about the energy that it takes to be in business. And so we also have a bonus incentive program that we're coming out with to where everybody feels like they're working together. You know, I've heard a lot when people complain about employees and stuff like that. I talk just as good about them behind their back as I do in public because they're just great people. And you can tell when you come in that they're hungry.
Right.
They're eager to serve. So
great.
I know. What a way to do business. We need more of that.
Yeah.
Desperately, it's so missing. Okay, back to your repairs for vehicles and trucks and transportation. Do you go to them? Do you have a repair staff?
No, we keep it very simple when it comes to repairs. We don't do anything that involves computers. We don't do like engine rebuilds, that kind of stuff. We just do like axles, bearings, lights, just stuff with trailers, whether it's a horse trailer, stock trailer, flatbed, that kind of stuff. Something that doesn't carry as much liability and is pretty simple to do. You know, leaf springs will do that kind of stuff, but we do not in any way want to get into the actual automotive side of it.
Okay.
You know, leave those guys to do what they do, you know.
You know, you mentioned computers and you were talking about going to the trade show every year. It is amazing the machinery that they have now in both for farming and in ranching, but especially for the farming industry.
Mm-hmm.
It's all computerized in a lot of their tractors.
Yes.
To where...
By the square foot.
Yeah. So the old adage of digging your windrows or your lines for your various types of product, it's all done now computerized so it knows exactly how many grains to put in each hole cover it up. It's pretty phenomenal.
They have drones now that pick apples off of trees.
Oh, my gosh.
Really?
Yeah. They have like a little toilet plunger thing on the end of them, and it sucks on the apple and then twists it and then brings it over and drops it in a basket.
Okay.
Unbelievable.
So I wonder how it would know if that apple was ready to be picked because some apples aren't, and you'd leave them.
I wouldn't know. I don't have an orchard, but I seen it work. So
that's a good question for the drone.
Yeah. Artificial intelligence or something.
Oh,
I'm sure.
Artificial intelligence. You know, I ChatGPT. I love ChatGPT. Okay. Back to, supplements. Do you sell vitamins for animals?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, so we use one particular brand called Vitalix. It supports the gut rumen and flora inside, you know, we all have it, bacterial gut biome. And we have a lot of we're growing that side of the business. We just kind of started in it.
Cool.
But what you have to look for whenever it comes to nutritional things is what's it cost per head per day? So you may buy something for X amount per ton, but it costs you $2.50 per head per day because they eat a pound of it. Whereas if they eat a quarter of a pound of it and it costs, let's say, $1,500 a ton, then it's 37 cents a day. So it just takes simple math. But a lot of times a good salesman can explain that to people. Like the difference right. between cost and value can be huge sometimes,
you know.
Sometimes cheap is cheap, you know.
Right.
So
we see that in the construction industry daily, my friend, you know, cheap is cheap.
Yep, yeah. Old adage, you get what you pay for.
And then I get the calls afterwards, help me fix it, you know. Okay, so supplements.
Perfect.
Check them out when you start to take them.
I will.
Well, they're just for cattle. Oh. They're not for humans.
If
I catch him licking on a 250-pound block of supplements.
I know. Then we know we're in trouble.
Gets all big and strong.
Yeah. He could be our test case.
There you go.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll just stick to the salt lick. Thank you very much.
Okay. So you're now just getting into more into gates and fencing? Is that like branching out?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
So we're setting up dealers around the state, trying to get people in, you know, Verde Valley and Mojave Valley and Wilcox and different places, and getting them set up and trying to get them as distributors and dealers and stuff like that so that we can grow that. Because, again, when it comes to cattle panels, Arizona cattle are a lot different than, say, Oklahoma cattle. Those are kind of like cattle farms over there. You honk the horn and the cattle come running and they're gentle and you can almost pet them type of thing. Here, it's like gathering elk. I mean, they can be just vicious. And so we've built our tools for infrastructure for gathering cattle and corrals and stuff like that to be able to withstand you know, a 1,000-pound cow slamming into it. And,
interesting.
You know, that
getting
kind of
a little
stuff.
Rank.
Yes, very much so.
So you said earlier in our show, Eve, that Corey is the guy, the spreadsheets, the financial wizard, the office guy. He doesn't like to really go out and...
Well, he's...
He's out there, but not like you.
Yeah, I enjoy the mingling aspect
right, okay.
of it. I don't know why, it's just in my personality. But Corey is, he's like a savant whenever it comes to like metalworking and stuff like that. I mean, and he likens it because his mother let him play with Legos when he was a kid. That's all he played with was Legos.
Funny.
And the guy can build a grandfather clock in his sleep.
Wow.
He's just one of those guys that is
amazing.
Very good at that kind of stuff. And he's good with people. Don't get me wrong.
No.
He's great with people,
right.
too. But I love, like, my passion is going to cowpunchers reunion or going to the bull sale and being around the old cowpunchers. And that's my pedigree. That's my family.
Right.
And so that's where I like to be. You know?
So, gosh, and I've got a great question. And now I just have the break sign.
Don't forget it.
In front of me. I won't forget it. I'm going to hold on to this question, Neef, when we come back. We're going to continue our conversation. Hayflick Farms on Corsair. Don't move.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Mr. Balo, it was a pleasure and an honor having you with Mike and me this morning. I cannot express the gratitude that I have to get to know you and the inner workings of your life and your thoughts and your faith for bringing a wonderful business to our community.
Yes, thank you.
You're on my some sort of a high honored list.
Well, he's don't on, make me out to be a Paul Bunyan.
He's on the pedestal.
Yes, you're on the pedestal. So, Listeners, 778-0040 is YCCA's number. Hay Plus Farms, you're located at the corner of Corsair and right on Corsair.
It's 6648 Corsair Avenue, so it's right over there by the airport.
Right. As soon as you go through that first roundabout, drive down a little bit, and you're on the left-hand side.
Exactly. You can't miss it.
I was going to say, you'll see the bales.
You cannot miss it. So do you have an office number?
928-220-7909.
Again, thank you for being with Mike and me. You made my week, my month. Thank you for being in my heart. Have a good day. Bye.
Bye-bye.
See you later.
Have a time.
Thank you for tuning in to Hammer Time. Waking Up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Heard each and every Saturday morning at 7, with an encore presentation Sunday mornings at 7 on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and online at KQNA.com. A library of past Hammer Time shows can be listened to on the Yavapai County Contractors website at YCCA.org.
Break it down!